This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Politics and syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer. Well, Charles, that's something you don't hear every day, a president lashing out at a senior member of his cabinet.
Well, there's a reason that presidents generally don't do that. Leaders of any kind don't do that, because every time you look at Jeff Sessions now, in the back of your head, you're going to be looking at that guy and saying, he's just been attacked by his own president, the man who appointed him, and he's obviously lost the confidence of the president. They're not going to say it, because if you say it, he has to resign, he doesn't want to resign. But I think this sort of limits his tenure. It's only a matter of time. You can't really do this. And it speaks to the fact, look, Trump is completely unconventional. We knew that coming in. But there's a reason for the conventions. And that is, you so undercut an underling that he can't really function effectively. And that's what's just happened now.
You know, Tom. Well, once again, Trump controlling the headlines. Scott, you and I were talking about this. This might be a good thing for Jeff Sessions, because the mainstream media loves anybody who acts outside of the will of Donald Trump. And, Sessions might be the next new darling. And I wonder if Trump just threw him out there just for fun. Part of it might be true what Krauthammer is saying. There's no question the leadership that this president is exercising is questionable. Especially with something like this, but he may say what he shared rather openly about Jeff and about Jeff Sessions, and he's made it clear that he was disappointed. He would not have done that. And we asked that question yesterday. Why didn't the Attorney General at least talk to the president first? Hey, I'm thinking about recusing myself, but I think he went along with his cronies there in the Senate. Who dared challenge him, and just to see what he would do. And in doing it, he played into their hands and added to the veracity of this whole Russian collusion deal. Because why would you, and the Democrats have bid on this. They have, run it as much as they can. And, it's one of those convenient cards or, arrows in their quiver that they pull out to say, well, we've had an attorney general, recuse himself. If there wasn't some veracity to this, why would he recuse himself? So, Jeff Sessions on the surface wanted to do the honorable thing. But, this is the problem with the Democrats in politics is that, what is there? No honor among thieves or something? I don't know if that's applicable. But, it's just, whatever can be looked at in one way, you've got the debate-minded opposite side that will use it against you in the court of public opinion. I don't know what Jeff Sessions can do in terms of, because I think that he's right on. I think he's doing a lot of good things on behalf of the country, in terms of law and order, what he's been able to affect there, as the Attorney General. And I believe that if given the time, he's going to prove to be a stellar pick. And I think he's done that already. But yes, this whole Russian deal is gnawing, obviously, at the president's heels. He doesn't like it. It keeps coming up. I mean, he can't even have a casual conversation at dinner for, leaders of the world at the G20 without there being some sort of conspiracy or some kind of crazy thing there, they're making more of that than they did of President Clinton, former President Clinton, meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac there in Arizona. But go figure, because everything is Russian. Everything is Donald Trump. Everything is collusion. Everything is the invalidation of this president. This is the order of the day. And no doubt this is driving this president absolutely crazy, isn't it?
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, I have a dear friend, he says, you know, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself. And sometimes I wonder, as we go through life, if we're just these days at the speed of light that is going, if we're living at such reckless abandonment that it's to our own injury. This is why we need to enjoy some things. You know, Scott shares with me every day the special items of the day, you know, things that people are focusing on. And, you know, let's bring on Lauren Kitchen Stewart here right now, because I need her her brilliant perspective, because she always brings balance to the conversation. This is why we like to have her on here. And this is our weekly episode of Life with Lauren. Yes, she is a national radio personality on radio and TV, been in the media for over 27 years, a professor. And probably one of the better-looking professors. If I'd have had professors that looked as good as you, Lauren, I might have had my doctorate by now.
Well, I did have some issues with students because I wasn't a whole lot older than them, you know, when I started teaching. I mean, maybe 10 years, 12 years, something like that, and I was single. And one time for their speeches, one of the kids proposed to me and gave me this little ring, and I remember I was
Oh my gosh!
I just turned beet red. Yes, so my student, you know, made me all blushed and bashful, and I was like, "Oh boy, get out of here!"
Okay, yeah, and then everybody's checking and see if he got an A or not, right? And so you had to give him an F just to prove that you weren't prejudiced by his proposal, right?
Nowadays, it wouldn't be so much like that. I'm married, got a bunch of kids, a few more wrinkles, a few more gray hair. There's like, oh, that teacher. But I do love teaching. I mean, it really is something that's gratifying. And I have had to take a little bit of a break just because we've moved and our children, and I miss it. And so I'm hoping that I can, you know, get back to teaching before way too long again.
Well, this is why we have you on the air with us, because you teach us, you know, because that teacher's spirit is always with you and it's always coming out.
Is that what you call it?
Yes, that's what I call it. That's my story. Hey, talking about these, you know, some of these things that have come up. Today is National Junk Food Day.
I
guess you can go out and have a six pack of Twinkies and feel justified by it, I guess.
Well, I did it this weekend. We were on a trip. We just made a quick trip. One of my friend's mother's passed away, and it was 6.5 hours each direction. But we felt like we needed to go, and we're so thankful we did. But we put all the kids in the car and headed out, and my husband is always buying this stuff. I'm like, don't buy it. Then I eat it. If it's not around, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to get in the car at 2 in the morning and go buy a bag of chips.
Yeah, it's that man that you gave me. It's his fault. That man that you gave me, God, right?
Yes. It's the cellulite. It's his fault. And so we ate so many chips because we were in the car. We're trying to get there, and then we wanted to get back. And I said, I have never eaten this many chips in my life. Now, barbecue chips, y'all, those are my weakness. I mean, just don't even put them in front of me. I don't care what brand. I don't care how cheap, how expensive. Now, the kettle barbecue are my favorite. But I just felt like garbage after eating all that stuff. I mean, I had to say to myself, you know what? It was a trip. It was 2 days. Let it go. Hit it today. So today can't be my junk food day because I already done it. I didn't have time.
Well, and that's the thing, like you said, after you've done it, it's like, oh, you know, how do you get it out of your system? You just can't wait till tomorrow and have it pass through or whatever. Because there's not enough supplements that you can take to just, you know, detox your body from all that stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But they have these juice cleanses now. You can get them, like, on Groupon. You can get, like, 1 day's worth, 3 day's worth, 5 day's worth, and you just drink the juice. And you have to drink them right away because they won't be potent anymore. And I thought, I need to do that. I need to do a juice cleanse and just get myself cleansed out. I don't know that I could do the 5 day. The 3 day is hard.
One day
you can do the 5 day. I don't know about that.
You got to have some definite conviction. Speaking of juice and setting it free.
I love that transition.
You like that transition, huh? Hey, we're so good because we're radio people. See, radio people know how to do this. We know how to transition, don't we?
Yeah, at least we think we do.
Yeah,
we
know.
Tell ourselves we can.
It's our world. We're brilliant in our own brains. OJ, got his parole, huh?
Yeah, I mean, people were expecting that, but this is what's so interesting. So we're headed back home from this trip. And I never get to read, you know, like magazines I get. I'll get one of the ones that have, you know, house interiors, and I'll get Town and Country and some of these others. I'm just flipping through them, you know, not mindless reading because sometimes I get good ideas. But this particular article, I mean, this magazine had come out a couple months ago, and it was F. Lee Bailey. And they were interviewing him. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And he was even projecting, you know, he'll probably be let out, you know, soon. And I read out loud the whole entire article to Robin. I don't know if he appreciated it. It seemed like he did, but he was driving. And so we even learned a lot.
He was captive. He couldn't go anywhere. So he's sitting there going, here, you want some more barbecue chips, honey?
Yeah. He probably had his earphone in the one ear, or those on the other side of me listening to Fox News, and I just couldn't see it. But it was just really enlightening. Now, I did love the movie. The miniseries they did, the O.J. Simpson one, I thought it was fantastic because it filled in a lot of the gaps that I had missed as just being a spectator. And, you know, I don't know if it was sensationalized, but it really did help me go, oh, wow, I never knew that one on. But this article was good. And F. Lee Bailey, I mean, he has not spoken to him since he's been incarcerated this time because I think he was given advice, do not have a conversation with him at all till you're out. You know, because otherwise you might get stuck in there longer. You got to really protect yourself. But F. Lee Bailey is saying still, maintaining in this article that has come out in this, you know, past few months, that he feels like he was innocent. I mean, his theory was that Faye Resnick, her friend, Nicole Simpson's friend that would stay with them a lot, that she owed a lot of money to some drug dealers and people, and they looked similar, and it was not meant for, you know, Nicole, it was meant for her, and they were mistaken. I mean, he said he is sticking to it, and he still believes that with every fiber of his being. And I've never heard that theory before.
Yeah, we've had him on. We've had him on before. And, of course, the other theory is that it could have been O.J.'s son, you know, because the trail of blood and all the evidence there, I mean, it was pretty crazy. And, you know, and the things they couldn't talk about, you know, of course, the Bronco chase that, you know, of course, we're from Southern California. We know went almost all the way down to San Diego. And,
well, and that made him look guilty. I mean, I think when that was happening, most of us were going, okay, if you're so innocent and somebody's killed your wife, you would be in a corner shivering, needing counseling and help. Yeah. And, you know, you'd be unconsolable, not in a Bronco truck fleeing for your life. It just kind of didn't make sense.
Yeah, and the thing is, if O.J. was the typical Southern California black guy, if I can say it this way, you know, where the odds are so much against you, you could almost understand that. Say, look, I don't have a fair shot because I'm black and this is going to happen. It's a white woman, yada, yada, the whole deal. But O.J. lived a rather privileged life.
Exactly.
You know, he was on the throne in Southern California. He could do no wrong. So it was incompatible. And I think that was part of the challenge in terms of the psychological impact that it had for people, particularly in Southern California. You know, as he's going back to Brentwood, you saw the people cheering him on and the whole deal. I mean, it was quite the spectacle, as you'll recall.
None of us will ever forget where we were the day they read the verdict. You know, if you ask everyone, they can tell you exactly what room in the house, you know, they were in and what they were wearing that day.
Well, I wonder if he comes back from Vegas to Southern California. I was talking with our buddy Steve Evans, the movie guy. He said, you know, are they going to transport him in a white Bronco?
Oh, stop.
Because I'm a brat, that's all. You know, that's why. See, this is why I need you here, because as I told you, you are the voice of reason. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, we've got more from Lauren on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now.
Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
¿Quieres un poquito de vino, Maria?
Gracias.
¿Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Tocaem.
Okay.
is live.
You know, you hear these old sitcom, you know, tracks like this, and you just long for the good old days, Lauren. You know,
do.
When time was so innocent, and what a classic, and how this culture longs for Lucy and Ricky to come back. And in place of Lucy and Ricky, God has given Lord and Kitchen Stewart to humanity. Yes. Oh, my gosh, you're so much fun. Hey, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you. You know, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Facebook, you can go to Living Life with Lauren or Lauren Kitchen Stewart. And on Instagram, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. And I have a website, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, Living Life with Lauren. All of it links back, and I'm trying to really work on it because I'm like, do we even need websites anymore? And let me tell you, one of my close friends that's a web designer told me, he said, Lauren, the big thing is going live on Facebook. I'm like,
exactly.
I don't have time to go live on Facebook. He goes, look, you're like a preacher on a corner, and you have this message, and all these people are listening. But a Starbucks is open down the street, and all the people have gone down to Starbucks, and you're still on the corner, and nobody's there except a few people wandering by. And are you going to go over to the Starbucks and keep preaching? You're going to stay on that corner where nobody is. That's how he's convincing me to go live on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, here, and you're live, and you're live with Bill Martinez every week, you know? So
yeah.
Here we are, the combination of everything. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Lauren does, she is a motivational speaker. She is ass. I mean, she goes all over the place. I mean, I've even heard her sing the national anthem at Angel Stadium, which is just incredible. Was that too much?
I don't get scared. Oh my word, that was petrified. And you know me, I mean, I don't get scared like that.
No.
But it was so huge and so vast because it was a playoff game. It was the year the Angels won the World Series. So, I mean, it was packed. You can't really hear that well. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the little, you know, headphones, but still it's kind of reverberating back. I remember I had to just like close my eyes so I wouldn't freak out. So that
How do you do that? I mean, you're singing, like you say, the echo, you know, you're singing and it's going out to center field and coming back at you. And, you know, pretty incredible that whole experience, not to mention, you know, what was there, 40, 50,000 people there?
Right. Well, and it's not an easy song to sing. For those of you
Hey, tell your web guy, hey, you don't do Starbucks. You don't do corners. We do big venues like Angel Stadium in Southern California, 50,000 people. Take that, huh? Drop the mic.
I never thought of that. I know. Why weren't you there when I needed you to help me with the defense?
Well,
yeah, it is kind of bewildering. That's why when you notice these, you know, big stars at the national football team games playing, they have the earphones in, but it's still a little big situation where you're like, wow, in the range. I mean, you have to start off really, really low, because if y'all ever heard people sing it where they don't do that and they get too high at the end and they just can't do it, and then that's bad. So you'd rather start really low and make sure you can hit those notes. But the lady that was the organist, I'll never forget, she was so talented, and she could play any key you wanted. She would just say, hit it. Tell me what you want to, you know, what place you want to land. And you rehearsed with her like the day before, so it wasn't like you'd never done it before. But, yeah, I haven't really been scraping to do that again.
You're okay. That's one for the ages. You can tell your grandkids about it later, right? And and if they doubt whatsoever, just say, look, you call Uncle Bill. Uncle Bill will straighten you out and tell you all about it, give you the whole true story.
He'll support me. Yeah,
that's
right.
Right. Exactly. Hey, a couple things here real quick. Let's talk national healthcare. GOP can't seem to, you know, get out of their own way. I mean, they want to argue with themselves forever. You know, the thing that's been driving me nuts, and I'm sure Robin as well, in your conversations with him, because he follows this very closely, is that, you know, what is the positive of what the Republicans are offering? I mean, we hear about all the negative, but you think somebody would come up and say, look, at, you know, we've got these 3 points here that are pretty good. You know, that's step one. We're trying to get to step two. Step two is this next phase of things that we feel are important for national health care. But no, we just hear all this division, you know, we want to preserve Planned Parenthood. We don't want to preserve Planned Parenthood. I mean, you know, it just goes endless.
This morning he walked through our room and he said, you know, I just feel like that there's no support. That's what his thoughts were. He said, even for the president, you know, that he's really trying. And he said, I just feel like they're after him and there's no support for him sometimes on either side. And then I'm sitting here going, wait, I am a Republican and you're trying to support things in the health care bill that that most Republicans, most conservatives do not stand for. Mm. So don't you all know that? You know, some things that you mentioned. And that's really frustrating, I mean, for all of us. And, well, I don't know even how to pray anymore. I mean, I guess you just have to pray for wisdom and guidance for, you know, our senators, our congressmen, our president, the cabinet, everyone. What else can we do? I mean, that they will find a healthy, happy place that Americans can get good health care. I mean, we've been very blessed as a State Farm agent, and we kind of been able to navigate through that better than some people because of his knowledge base. Mm-hmm. But it's very bewildering for people nowadays. I mean, there are people that are working up in their 70s and 80s just because they don't have enough retirement, and they're working a little job on the side just to get insurance.
Exactly.
I mean, that's happening across the board. And my dad even talks about it, about how, you know, things are the way that he would think, and you have to have money set aside. And what about long-term care? Mm-hmm. Have you all thought about that? I mean, we have to think, okay, where are we going to go when we're way older, if we live to be 100 or whatever, because that's happening more frequently now? Are we going to have a place to stay if we can't stay with our kids? Because you're talking maybe $4,000 to $10,000 a month.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's absolutely astronomical. I think the initial phase of all this, Lauren, is that we have to take control individually. You know, with liberty comes self-responsibility. You know, fundamentally, it's the wrong tool for the wrong job. The founding fathers never, never expected government, the federal government, to manage our health care. This is a we the people kind of issue. And this is what's murked up the whole waters and everything of this. And,
but how do
made
we get
it
back to that? How do we well, get back we, to it needs to be individual, and we keep screaming this and we're not being heard?
Well, you got to take the step yourself. Take self-responsibility. Put the mask on yourself first. So go ahead and work out a direct pay situation. We've interviewed Josh Umber with AtlasMD. There's other organizations like his that do
but
a concierge.
Have a lot of money.
$50 a month, Lauren. And you get all your basic medical care handled. They've already pre-negotiated prices for prescription, 10 cents on the dollar. In fact, we're going to be talking with Jordan Goodman a little bit later on. He's got some great tips as well on the things that you can do proactively to make sure that you're on top of this. So there are things that can be done right now.
But I don't think people know that, Bill. I don't think that the average person realizes those options are there. That's why it's good that we have these conversations to say, hey, for this amount of money, you know, you can have good health care and just assume that responsibility on your own. I think a lot of it's just, I don't want to say ignorance, but they don't have that knowledge base to understand that if they're not listening to the right people at the right time.
Well, the problem is when you have a government that says we're the government of everything and entitlement-minded and gets you beholden to them, which is what, unfortunately, this is what the Democrats' thrust has been, is to cause us to be more beholden and reliant on them. And you tell me one thing the government is doing that's outstanding outside of the military, where you can say, whether you look at the post office services, you look at the VA, other services that they provide, I mean, you know, it's so bogged down with waste and inefficiency. This is the order of the day of the government. Why do we want them to enter into 1/6 of the economy? They've been doing this for 7 years, and how do you like me now?
Right. Well, and have these conversations with other people. Not only decide ourselves that we have to be independent and look out after our own, but have these conversations with people out there that might not know what you know, to say, hey, you know, this program is available. I mean, get out there and talk about it, because, I mean, a lot of people will be like, wow, I can do that. And, I mean, you're teaching me things today. I didn't even know about that. So that's something really important to discuss.
Like I say, be listening for Jordan Goodman coming up next. He's got some great tips to share with us as well. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, the Lucy Girl. Hey, say goodnight, Lala.
Y'all
take care.
A wonderful rest of your day.
Bye. You got it. Bye.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly 3 times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's time for America's Money Answers Man. Of course, we're talking about Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty crazy with this healthcare situation. What do you make of it all?
We're not going to get repeal in place. It's just not going to happen.
That's not where the good money is right now, right?
No. There's just too much division with the Republican Party, so it's not going to happen. And no matter how much President Trump tells them to go back and do it, not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Well, Jordan, I keep saying it's the wrong tool for the wrong job. It shouldn't be government's business to deliver health care for Americans. It was never designed that way. The founding fathers
now
never...
Now it's become an entitlement. And it's really hard to take away entitlements from people.
Okay,
and
it's the biggest
the
land...
put out. The Congressional Budget Office talked about 32 million people losing health insurance. That is not politically palatable.
No, it's not. Well, of course, they take that number because a good percentage, probably two-thirds of those people, are just going to choose not to
voluntarily
take insurance. Okay, so I started to say this is the biggest landmine that Barack Obama left in his wake as he exited stage left at the end of his administration.
Well, he knew it would be hard to turn back entitlements, and that's been true. I mean, you can go all back to 1965, when they started Medicare. It sounded like a good idea. That Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, that is the problem of the budget deficit right now.
Well, of course.
All three of them are very difficult to roll back in any way.
Yeah, once you get into that, door number two there, Monty Hall, you're stuck for life. I mean, as Ronald Reagan said, it's the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven.
but it's going to sink us. I mean, those three programs alone will basically overwhelm the entire federal budget. There'll be no room for anything left. It's just basically a big insurance company is what we've got in Washington now.
Well, and the thing is, if you did have a big insurance company and you ran it like any other business, free enterprise system, you could make it work. But when you want to do a one-size-fits-all compassionate entitlement program, it's impossible. Government was never designed to do that.
Well, look at what happened. I don't call it Obamacare. I call it Obamacade. Because actually, the 22 million who joined, for the most part, were in the Medicaid expansion areas. And those people were heavily subsidized, the older, sicker, poorer people in general. And they're getting subsidized health care, which is wonderful for them, but the people paying the subsidies, people with their premiums going up, companies, taxes, they don't like it so much. So
well, no question. Well, you called it Obamacare. I called it Obamacare because after we passed it, as Nancy Pelosi said, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. So whether we want it or not. Exactly. It's a nightmare.
Unlimited entitlements forever, basically.
One big lie after another, and regardless of the fact that it's impaling itself, it's on life support and all that, the fact of the matter is the Republicans are going to be blamed because they helped exacerbate the demise of it.
Exactly.
And those who want to keep it, you know, like that lady in the Town Hall meeting who's yelling and screaming, I want my Obamacare, I pay a dollar for it, you better not take it away from me. And I'm going, how many more millions of Americans are like that?
That's the entitlement part of it. That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, right now, the insurance companies are setting their rates for 2018. And they look at this landscape and say, we've got to raise our rates even more because people are going to drop out because the premiums are going up so much. And we have to compensate for that because the people remaining in the pool are going to be the older, sicker ones who use lots of health care.
Right.
So those will be paid for. And other people are going to be dropping out. Now, President Trump and his policies could potentially exacerbate the situation. For example, if he does not enforce the penalties for people not paying or not having insurance, that would mean a lot of people would leave and
right.
You know, would not. That's one thing. The subsidies to the insurance companies, if he cuts back on those, insurance companies have already been pulling out of various states. I think the latest I heard, there were 3,000 counties in America. 40 of them currently have no insurance coverage, no exchange policies at all. And 1,000 of the 3,000 only have one company.
Exactly.
So if they start pulling out the subsidies, more insurance companies are going to be pulling out. So in many cases, there'll be either one or no choices whatsoever. That's not choice when you have zero.
Exactly. And, of course, the gall of the insurance companies is supposedly they made something like $15 billion last year. And as they're exiting the doorway, they're going, hey, we want our subsidies. Pay it up. You know?
So they're in profit. They're in business to make a profit. And
well,
they're going out in the places they're not making a profit, they're pulling out of. You know.
Well, it would seem to me, Jordan, I think what's on the horizon here is a rewrite of insurance if it's allowed to go this way, if the federal government has enough courage to allow this to happen. And that is, let them sell across state lines. I can see radio and TV ads for insurance companies.
Yeah.
Get insurance for $39.95. You know, and then that's one of the things the CBO cannot project. It cannot measure at this point.
In order for that to work, you have to make it profitable for insurance companies to want to go into other states and compete. Right now it's not. The places they're pulling out have older, sicker populations that are not paying enough in premiums to cover their costs. The insurance companies are not going to go in there. You also would have to create a federal bureaucracy. Insurance is one of the few financial services that is regulated at the state level, not at the federal level. So if you're going to go across state lines, you're going to have a federal insurance commission to oversee it, right?
Right,
so,
exactly.
So that's got its own problems. In this current polarized Congress, I don't see that's going to happen. Let me give some specific things. I want to help people no matter what craziness is going on in Washington with their health.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you because I know there's some answers right now that we can take advantage of.
Sure.
Go ahead.
First one is on the drug costs because people are paying so much in drugs. So there's a free service called blinkhealth.com, and you literally get 95% off your drug prices. You have a prescription for $100. You show them your Blink Health card, $5.
Wow.
That's saving you a lot of money right there. It doesn't cost
incredible.
You anything.
That's incredible. That's great.
So that's the first thing in the private sector. The second thing is if people have a lot of health care bills, they can negotiate them down to 10, 20, 30 cents on the dollar, whatever it may be, using a healthcare advocate company. And my favorite one is called healthcareadvocates.com. They negotiate with hospitals, doctors groups, device companies, and, you know, all those things to get you. They're settling the existing bills for much lower than you'd ever pay on your own. I mean, just and this is a huge cause of bankruptcy. Something
exactly.
Like 50% of bankruptcies are because people can't pay their medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not even the bills themselves, Bill. It's the deductibles and copayments that put people under.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So this will help them negotiate down their medical bills to more reasonable levels and get it behind them. Healthcareadvocates.com. So those are two things now in the private sector that can help people deal with this just outrageous health care costs. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that we've interviewed Josh Umber, who is the founder and doctor for Atlas MD, and they do a concierge kind of service. Yeah, it's a direct pay deal, which the doctors love. Cash is always king, and people need to understand the dynamic of dealing with insurance companies. When
they take the insurance company completely out of the equation, which is great.
And so what happens is now they don't have to wait 90, 120 days for the money, because that's generally what they have to wait for. And sometimes that becomes negotiable, which is a pain, and then some. And doctors, as a rule, will pay anywhere from 35 to 40% of their office costs just to have somebody manage the insurance paperwork.
Battling the insurance company. So that comes completely off. So you're right. You join. I think it's like $50 a month.
$50
like
a month, roughly.
A month,
yeah.
Something like that.
And on top of that, they've already negotiated, like BlinkHealth.com, for your prescriptions. They're 10 cents on the dollar.
Correct.
Which is interesting, too, because when you look at overseas what's happening in Europe, I mean, we're the ones paying for all the R&D.
Exactly.
And Europe gets the discount. What's wrong with this picture?
Exactly, because they have price controls on drugs, basically.
Right.
So they do them cheap, and we are the one that have all the money up front, billions of dollars, to do research and development. And the drug companies obviously want to get a return on their investment. It's a very risky business. Mm-hmm. And when you do get one that works, gets approved, you want to get a return on your money. So that's why drug costs are high, but it means we get innovative drugs, but then the rest of the world gets the benefit of our drug and R&D. You're correct.
So what's going to happen? We've got about 20 seconds left. Sum it up real quick on healthcare.
Don't expect any change in Obamacare right now. In some cases, your county, you're not going to have any insurance coverage. You've got to go and do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And the two websites I gave you hopefully will help. BlinkHealth.com to get your drug costs down. Mm-hmm. HealthcareAdvocates.com to settle your health bills for pennies on the dollar.
And I want you to get your right or your left hand to the ready. Put it about, maybe about a foot from your forehead. And on three, one, two, three, just smack your head. Because as soon as you go for this, you're going to say, why didn't I do this sooner? Right?
Exactly.
I'm telling you. Jordan Goodman, American's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you real quick?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I love to get emails from you folks all the time.
Absolutely painless. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the 60th year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7, 2017 and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Is that Maxine Waters singing that, by the way? I don't know. I mean, hey, I'll take it. 14 before the top of the hour. Hey, it's okay. Hey, I've been messed with all my life, and so why should we stop now? Hey, David Drucker is with us, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much. Big shock this week with the announcement that Senator John McCain diagnosed with brain cancer.
Yeah, it was. He seems to be sort of an indomitable force of nature, but he isn't, you know, he's 80 years old. He's been through a lot in his life. He's kept up a grueling travel schedule since Trump was elected. I mean, he's traveled over 70,000 miles, sort of functioning as a shadow diplomat, if you will. So he's been working extremely hard. I know everybody, I mean, even the people that, you know, he drives crazy around here are hoping he can find a way to recover from this. So we'll see.
Well, as some sentiment pointed to, was when you consider what he endured as a POW and having an opportunity to get out early, said, no, he's there with his men, stood by them, the amount of courage that it took for him to endure what he did at the Hanoi Hilton is beyond our comprehension, because unless you've been there and been in his zapatos like that, you really have no idea what he endured.
No, I mean, I can't imagine. And the story really is striking because they offered him early release and he refused. I mean, because the rule was, this is, you know, I've learned from reading, just like everybody else, but the rule was that you were, according to prisoner of war, I guess, international guidelines, you were released in the order in which you were captured. And they offered to release him early. He said, I'll wait my turn and go when it's my time. And then they continued to torture him because of that. Physically, mentally, I mean, horribly tortured him. He endured it for 5.5 years.
David, you said that he's been doing a lot of traveling. Our audience is probably not aware of what he's been doing in the name of diplomacy. Unwrap that a little bit more, if you would.
Sure, and I have to give credit to Paul Kane of the Washington Post for breaking this story a couple of weeks ago. You know, there's been a lot of concern around the world among American allies and other countries about the President Trump's foreign policy. Would he maintain traditional alliances? Would he scale them back? All of the uncertainty that has come with his presidency, you know, some of it not necessarily, you know, where they're assuming a negative per se, but there's just uncertainty unlike past presidents, Republican and Democrat, and of course some of it has been out of concern because they don't like the foreign policy that they think that the president's projecting. So McCain has been on the road talking to world leaders in many, many countries, and it's something that senators, U.S. senators, and even some House members do. I mean, it's not out of bounds or unusual, but I think it's the volume was what stands out here, and the fact that McCain in these travels has purposely been trying to reassure American allies that that the Congress still, in a sense, holds fast to a lot of the traditional post-World War II American foreign policy. And that's true. I mean, one of the few areas I've seen Republicans really push back on the president on policy matters has been on foreign policy, declining to endorse the president's outreach to Russia and Vladimir Putin, making clear in budgetary decisions that they support a lot of what the U.S. has been doing overseas diplomatically and militarily over the, at least since the Reagan era. So that's what McCain has been doing. And it's, I think it's something that a lot of these countries have needed because they've just been concerned and they don't have a lot of relationships inside the administration yet. It's a new administration with a lot of new people on board in positions of power.
What about some of those things that the Obama administration had put into play that Donald Trump has negated? Is that a problem, and is that part of the damage control that Senator McCain has been addressing?
Well, it depends, right? Because in the Middle East, I mean, let's not forget, I mean, there was a lot of dissatisfaction around the world with President Obama's foreign policy. He talked a good game in terms of, which isn't nothing. I mean, I always say you need both rhetoric and action for a successful foreign policy or military policy. It's not enough to do the right thing. You have to say the right thing. It's not enough to say the right thing. You have to do the right thing. And that's always been my analysis. I think President Obama said a lot of the right things, not always. Especially if you're a Republican, not always, but he talked a good game about maintaining America's role in the world as the global guarantor of world peace and the protector of the West. But in decisions he made, he diminished U.S. influence in the Middle East. He provided Russia an opening in Syria. His decision to withdraw troops from Iraq at the end of the war, although popular at home at the time, created a space for Al-Qaeda. Like affiliate called ISIS to rise and morph into, a sort of caliphate for a while. So there are changes the president has made in the Middle East that have made our traditional Middle Eastern allies happier. I mean, Israel's happier. Saudi Arabia's happier. I think Iran is looking over its shoulder a little bit, although the decision to defer to Russia in Syria is a big problem, has our allies concerned there, and is counter to some of the building blocks that the president has been rolling out in the Middle East to reestablish U.S. influence. In Asia, it's still, I think to be determined, but I think, on the one hand, when the president fulfilled his campaign promise to pull out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, again, very popular at home, but it really ceded a lot of ground in the Asia Pacific to China, made them very happy. So it didn't do anything to reverse, the decline of U.S. influence there under Obama. On the other hand, the administration has engaged a lot more. It's working to counter North Korea. There are currently ongoing trade negotiations with China. And I think that the administration is trying to play some hardball there. So, I think it's sort of to be determined. I think most of the uncertainty, when you really look at it, and most of the concern comes from the president's rhetoric and not so much his actions, at least so far, with the exception, I would say, would be Syria. The administration has actually done some things to counter Russia and Eastern Europe in terms of its actions. But the president, with his rhetoric regarding Russia and Putin, continues to alarm NATO. And so it's kind of that dichotomy there. And I think what McCain has done is provide the missing rhetoric and missing reassurance verbally that is necessary in leadership.
you know, how do you explain, David, you know, because the American public looks at how the Obama administration, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at the time, how they cozied up to the Russians. And now when you have Donald Trump in play, trying to, you know, you want to at least have some conversation, even with your enemies. Otherwise, in the absence of conversation, you got a lot of imaginings that could take place that could lead you down the wrong path here. Is it just because, you know, the media just doesn't like the messenger?
Well, look, I mean, I know there are inconsistent, there's a lot of inconsistency of opinion among Democrats and among some of the media. I'll just, you know, look at the president. You know, how he handles Putin in Russia. Mm-hmm. I think after a Republican, George W. Bush, tried to win over Putin and failed, and after a Democrat, Barack Obama, tried to win over Putin and failed, I think, number one, after all of that, it would be nice if the president learned that you can't win over Putin. That's mm-hmm. number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, I think was problematic for many of the president's critics on the right and the left when it comes to Putin and Russia, is not that there shouldn't be engagement or talking. I mean, look, Reagan talked to the Soviets.
Sure.
Nobody's going to accuse him of being a pushover. Mm-hmm. But this president has jawboned our allies. He's jawboned our adversaries. He won't say one critical word about Putin and Russia. And the question when you're engaging with your adversaries or anybody is, on whose terms? And I don't understand why the president is so intent, especially with the lesson of both a Democrat and a Republican over two previous presidencies in his immediate past, doesn't focus on engagement with Russia on American terms,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to engagement with Russia seemingly always on Russian terms. Mm-hmm. Are we going to give back these diplomatic compounds? Well, you know, we want to make outreach and show good faith. But what are they doing to show us good faith?
Exactly. Well,
and I think that's the issue yeah. with Russia and President Trump.
Yeah, maybe we're looking for that Gorbachev moment that Reagan had in confronting him and laying it right at his doorstep and said, here it is, you know, drop the mic, walk away, let them see what they're going to do about it. And maybe
yeah.
that's what you're yearning for, right?
Well, I think that would make his policy more broadly supported and praised if mm-hmm. there was a sense that he was driving a hard bargain. And again, if you didn't, it'd be one thing if, look, if he was playing soft with everybody, I guess we'd say, look, that's just what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays soft with nobody. I mean,
right, exactly.
He jawbones NATO. He jawbones Australia.
Exactly.
He jawbones China.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he won't jawbone people, but he won't be critical of Putin and Russia. It's just weird.
Yeah, it is strange, and you're exactly right. And this is what leaves it up to question. And like you say, in the absence of some consistency where the actions are meeting up with the words, boy, it leaves a lot to wonder. And of course, that gives the media all kinds of room to bring in their conjecture. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, thank you as always. Appreciate you coming on.
Anytime. Thank you.
Take care. All right. A couple minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to